This is your last call for My Wife the Dietitian. The show is just about to start.
Come on, let's go. Hurry up.
I'm trying. I can't get my shoe on.
Welcome to My Wife the Dietitian, a fun weekly podcast about nutrition and healthy lifestyle. I'm Rob, and together with my wife Sandra, we invite you to join us on this informative and entertaining journey through the complex world of healthy eating.
Join us each week as we strive to help you with transforming your overall health and relationship with food through up-to-date, evidence-based nutrition information.
Hey, it's Rob. I'm just sitting here eating my big old breakfast bowl, and I'm thinking about all the mixed messages out there about breakfast. We're told it's the most important meal of the day, but we're also told, depending on what diet trend you listen to, that it's okay to skip it. So which one is it? Well, on today's episode, we'll answer that age-old question, plus discuss how your diet and eating habits can affect your kids. Stay with us for this fun and informative episode. That's so good.
Enjoying the show? You can help others find it and enjoy it too by giving us a 5-star rating or review. If you feel like reaching out to us with a question or comment, you can send us an email at mywifetherd@gmail.com. And don't forget to visit our website at mywifethedietitian.com, as well as our social media pages. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Enjoy the show. Welcome to My Wife the Dietitian. Hello, Sandra.
Hey, Rob.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
You know what we're going to talk about today?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I never have it. Well, I sometimes have a little bit of an idea. Because you're always talking about, oh, we're going to talk about this today, and then we're going to talk about this the next day. And I just show up and find out.
Just show up.
I can't keep track.
Well, you know, I always get this question. It's such a common question about diet and nutrition. Is breakfast the most important meal of the day?
Really?
Yeah.
That's like, that question's been around since like I was a kid.
I know.
Like, are they still trying to figure that out? It's like, is the earth flat? It's one of those questions that nobody ever really knows. They're still trying to figure it out.
I know. And there's like so many different opinions and like, you know, like the intermittent fasting, like I don't eat breakfast because I have to wait till like 11 or noon to eat because I'm fasting. And then there's proponents like, you know, I don't know, big cereal companies, of course, it's the best meal of the day.
Right, exactly. And then there's other people that are saying like lunch should be your big, big meal and have a light dinner and no breakfast or, yeah, there's every version out there. So no wonder people are confused.
Yeah, yeah. And it's, you know what the thing is? It's quite individual. So let's just get into the meat and potatoes of this.
I don't think you're allowed to eat meat and potatoes for breakfast, are you?
According to rule, many food rules,
rule 37,
eh?
I think, says that no meat and potatoes
sure,
until
yeah, that
after,
would be awesome.
After 12 o'clock.
What about leftover pizza?
Yeah, I suppose so. Only if you're under 25.
That's so funny.
All right, let's get into it. It should be fun.
Yeah, let's get into it. Yeah, is it the most important meal of the day? What do you think?
I want to say yes, because it's like how you're starting your day. It's like how you're, it's like going on a road trip and not putting fuel in your tank before you leave and just hoping that what's in your tank is going to get you, you know, it just makes sense to like, okay, we're starting on a big long road trip, which is kind of like the start of your day.
Right.
Let's put fuel in the tank.
Right. Yeah.
Let's put good fuel in the tank.
Yeah, that's a good point. Because I mean, would you think of even sending your child to school without having anything before they leave?
It's amazing how many kids do that. I mean, some intentionally and some unfortunately, that's just the way it is for them. But yeah, it's proven that it's not good for your kids. They don't do well on no food.
Exactly. I mean, just having some sort of sustenance in the morning does help with your brain focus and concentration and your mental energy, like just and physical energy,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that is a big part of it. And it also does help prevent cravings later. So if you don't eat, I have so many clients that say, I'm not hungry in the morning. I've never been hungry in the morning. So then we kind of look at, like, dig deeper. What's going on? Is it maybe? And then you find out that they're having a big meal at 7 or 8, like a late dinner. And then they might be snacking in the evening, watching movies or whatever it is. And so the routine is big meal in the day, in for dinner, and then snacking in the evening. And of course, they're not hungry in the morning.
Oh, that's true. I do both. I mean, I snack. I eat all the time. It does. I'm lucky. I've got a high metabolism, so yeah. I'm don't listen to me. But yeah, that makes a lot of sense. If you're going to eat and you're not giving your body enough time to digest while you're sleeping, you're going to wake up and not be hungry.
Yeah. I can definitely see people that have regular routine, like a breakfast routine, tend to not have cravings later on in the day. If you stop eating after 7 p.m., that can really help with weight control.
Hmm. That, so yeah, makes sense again too. I know I have a big heavy breakfast and I'm good to go till early afternoon.
Yeah.
It works.
Yeah. And like I said, it's very individual. This isn't across the board for everyone. Some people do intermittent fasting. And so if it's a 12-hour fast, you think if they eat at 7 p.m., then they're not going to eat again till 7 a.m. But then people do longer fasting, like 16 hours. And that would be like eating dinner at 7 p.m. and then not again till 11 a.m. So right. They would miss breakfast.
Right, right.
Or they would miss eating. Like if they wake up at 7, then you're going for quite a long period without eating in the morning.
I've done that. Like, you know, when you get blood work done sometimes and you're not allowed to eat.
Yeah, the fasting.
They call it the fasting. And mm-hmm. I'm always like, oh, really? Yeah, I'm not a happy camper by, and sometimes it's like my thing's at like 9:30. It's not super late, but I can't eat till 10, after 10 o'clock, and I'm starving.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm just like, I'm not happy to be around.
Hangry. Yeah. And we just did the mood episode with Doug Cook, and that's true. I mean, that whole, you do get like these kind of blood sugar dips, and you just don't feel well, especially if it's your routine to eat breakfast and then for whatever reason you're not eating it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it is very individual. Some people, they just never have eaten breakfast and they never will, and that's fine. And if they can run on, you know, the fuel they had yesterday and it works for them, that's great. But there's no hard and fast rules, really. Ha ha, fast.
You know what's interesting about that, though? And when across the board, when anyone says, oh, well, it works for me, like I'm fine, it's like, well, have you tried eating breakfast to see what the difference is? Because maybe you'll be better than you are now. Just because you're not like falling on your face in the middle of the morning doesn't mean you can't improve where you're at by changing whatever about your whatever.
Yeah,
in this case, breakfast is the whatever, but yeah.
Well, and remember we talked to Tony Toledo in episode 93 on behavior change?
Yes.
And so that is something, like, I do have clients come in, they're looking to lose weight. And that's part of it, is picking something, like setting a goal and trying to work with a plan and figure out how to achieve that goal. And part of it is if you have never eaten breakfast and you look at how you're eating through the day and you end up eating a big dinner at night and eating snacks in the evening, then it might be a good idea to try to use that as a SMART goal.
Yeah, like an opportunity to change things up.
Yeah, and shift your eating so that you're starting earlier in the day and then maybe finishing eating by 7 p.m. or like kind of less of a, like you mentioned, having a bigger meal, breakfast or lunch, and a smaller meal at dinner, because mm-hmm. it maybe will take your body a little time to get used to that pattern, but you know what? It might actually work in terms of helping with weight control.
Right. Like you're basically eating when you're active, right? If most people are active during the day between like 7 in the morning and 9 or 10 at night, if you're eating during those same hours, then versus eating later in the day and putting a bunch of food into your body to digest while you're sleeping versus while you're active. You know, that kind of makes sense that it's going to kind of burn it off.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And we did that episode on shift work. Remember with Jacob Hansen, he popped in and he's a firefighter and has shift work. And, you know, what are some strategies around that? Because if you are having to stay awake all night long and you feel like you need to eat to stay awake, that can do havoc on your metabolism and on your digestion, and it can really affect things. And so the same with people who tend to eat later in the day, it's not great. You know, your body's getting ready to sleep. Like the circadian rhythms have a big effect on our health.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I know we talked about that in our sleep episode too, because I have always been a late night snacker. It's not because I'm hungry. It's because it's a, I don't know, you call it mouthfeel.
No, it's like boredom. It's habit. It's just like.
Yeah. I just like the taste of things. I'm like, I'd like to have a taste of that. And I'd like to have a taste of that. And oh, look, there's some leftover whatever in the fridge. That looks tasty. And
it's like what Doug was talking about, that hedonic, that craving.
That's totally what it is.
You know, like that just pleasure, like that. It's almost an addiction, right? In a way, you get that same response with a dopamine hit when you have something yummy and delicious.
Oh, that's exactly, because it's like I said, I'm not hungry. Mm. I could even have just had a huge meal and then I'll see something that looks like tasty and I'm like, oh, that looks good. I wanted some of that.
That's right.
Right?
Yes.
And I've always done that. My dad did that. Like I grew up doing that. So that's kind of my thing. And I think I tried not doing that for a while. Based on something we talked about, probably the sleep thing, because I wasn't sleeping well.
That's right.
And you're like, well, stop.
Episode 16.
Yeah, stop eating at night, like after 7 o'clock or whatever. And I tried it for a while and it worked, but I didn't like it.
Yeah.
So now I've moderated myself to be like a little bit better, or I won't like eat a ton at night, but I'll still nibble once in a while.
And you know, I was going to bring this up because this is another factor with the eating late is seasonality. I mean, I think you fell out of the pattern in the summer when it doesn't get dark till like 10 p.m. And so we naturally eat later dinners, and then everything is shifted later. And I think you got in the habit again. So that's part of it, is just the shift in the daylight and when we're eating. So now it's kind of like getting to be, you know, dark days, winter, and going to bed earlier. So yeah, I mean, I think it's easier to stop eating after dinner and then maybe give your body a break from eating and fast overnight and then break that fast in the morning.
Is that a general rule for everybody, or if that's if you have like a weight loss or weight control kind of goal?
Well, it's not a rule and it's very individual. Like everybody's different in what they need to do. I mean, if you've had unintentional weight loss for whatever reason, a chronic disease or, you know, cancer treatment, or if you're losing weight for some reason, then eating another meal in the day, like a breakfast, would be a good idea. If you are feeling like you need to have weight maintenance and you want to lose weight, maybe shifting your meals so you're having more of your calories earlier in the day and then less in the evening and at night would be probably really beneficial, because then you're helping your metabolism in theory, right? So, and the other thing about eating breakfast, it is a good opportunity to get fiber in the diet, because we did a whole episode on fiber. What's the scoop poop? Episode 17. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Way long ago.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I mean, breakfast is a good opportunity to get fiber in there. So what are foods that have some fiber that you eat every morning?
Well, mostly my grains and, well, everything in my bowl that I eat for breakfast is
big time. Oats.
Yeah, yeah. Oats.
And nuts and seeds.
Nuts and seeds, fruit. That's all fiber.
Totally. And then berries too. You know, berries are part of that MIND diet, like to help prevent dementia. It's part of the Mediterranean diet to have berries twice a week. And if you incorporate breakfast and possibly like an oats, some sort of oatmeal, then you are getting like a good amount of fiber with like your breakfast is loaded with fiber, because you have the oats, you have hemp hearts, oat bran. You have the walnuts and chia seeds.
Oh, all sorts of nuts.
Peanuts.
And dried fruit and fresh fruit and berries. And
yeah, dried plums, dried apples and berries. Yeah, it's pretty, it's loaded with fiber. It's loaded with nutrition. You're getting a lot of those good fats from the nuts and seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And you're getting all those polyphenols from the berries and those, it's the soluble fiber and insoluble fiber.
I should really market my cereal.
It's all homemade, right? You're just
Rob's oatmeal, we'll call it.
That's
right. Put it in a fancy box and sell it to people. Because I'm sure there's people going, man, I should try that.
Oh, it's so good. It's so, yeah, your cereal is delicious. And then, you know, there's the overnight oats too, which you can do. It's not hot water that you add. You put it all together the night before in a mason jar with either like a yogurt or a kefir or a milk or even with water. And you could have like chia pudding as the base, like so chia seeds in water or chia seeds in oat milk or dairy milk or soy milk or any of those different milks. We did a whole episode on episode one was all about milks.
Absolutely.
The plant-based milks.
Yep.
Or the plant-based yogurts too. Like the coconut yogurt is so good.
I love coconut yogurt.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
It's a good one. So yeah, the overnight oats is another really delicious breakfast. And the thing is also with kids in the house, like it's a good opportunity. Breakfast can be another opportunity in the day for some families to sit down together, even just the adult and the child or two kids together, or even, you know, a smoothie in the car together. But, you know, it's like an eating opportunity for eating together. And remember we did family meals with Dr. Carrie Heeneman?
Yeah, yeah.
Episode 69. That was so good. And it's so important, you know, these eating opportunities during our week to eat with our kids.
You know what I found about that? I'll just add a little tidbit here is everyone's rushed in the morning, especially if you've got older kids that are trying to get to school and, or even any school age child, parents are trying to get to work, you know, and you've got everyone in the kitchen trying to make their breakfast and they're all scrambling. So if there's one person who gets up a bit earlier, make a big pan of something. And then everyone comes in the kitchen and it's like, hey, there's some eggs there and there's some toast made and everyone will be like, oh, right on. That's great. I don't have to make my own breakfast. I can just grab this and eat it and I'm good to go.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be the mom.
No, it doesn't have to be the mom.
Right?
No, I mean, whoever in your family is up early or schedule it. So,
yeah,
you know, you take turns doing that. But I mean, it just makes it a bit more simple in the morning for everyone to get in and out of the kitchen. And, you know, if you're making 3 eggs, you might as well make 10 eggs and feed everyone.
Yeah.
It's the same amount of work.
Yeah.
Right?
For sure.
So.
Yeah, I love that. That's a great idea. Yeah. And it is a good, you know, I think it's a good habit for kids to have something before they have school because it's just, you know, like I said, they need the brain focus and concentration and mental attention. And just physical too, like just to have the energy to run around and
totally,
you know, and not be grumpy. And kids, they have high metabolism. Their stomachs are small, like so they don't, like it's different than an adult in terms of their digestion and like they need something to start the day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good. We're good role models. Parents are good role models. So I think it's a good idea to, you know, get in the habit of having something in the morning before you get off to work or before you start your day, especially if there's kids in the house and it's just part of the routine.
Are we going to get into some ideas about like good ideas for breakfast? Because I mean, having a couple Eggos is better than nothing, but maybe there's some better options than just your straight up pieces of toasted bread or, you know, what a lot of people eat for breakfast.
Yeah, but you know what? Anything is better than nothing. So whatever you got, I mean, Eggos aren't the worst thing in the world. Put some peanut butter on those, put some, you know, peanut butter and jam, put them with a little bit of yogurt and some softened, maybe frozen berries that have been defrosted. You know, anything is awesome. You know, it's just something to get the day going.
Yeah. I think having a plan, I think for breakfast is huge because like we were just saying before, everyone's in a rush. No one wants to think about it. It's like, oh, what do we got? And usually it's like, that's why you grab your piece of bread and you grab what's easy.
Yeah.
So it might require a little bit of planning ahead and looking up some different ideas and having all those things on hand so that your morning is easier.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And we did an episode on high protein breakfast.
Yeah, not too long ago. I was going to say we've done a few, I'm sure, where we talk about different breakfast ideas. So
nutrition nuggets, I think.
Scroll back and...
Yeah, because that's another good... The thing is, I think it is really important. I know in this day and age, there's tons of trends. There's tons of, you know, diet fads that come and go. And I know intermittent fasting is pretty big. And if you're an adult, if you're a parent and you are following different diet trends, we kind of need some good, healthy, foundational principles for kids, I think.
Absolutely. Yeah, because kids follow what we do and we're not always doing the right thing. It seems like it at the time, but, you know, like we got to be careful what decisions and what behaviors we are, you know, showing in front of our kids, because they'll pick up on those. So especially when it comes to food and our feelings about food and...
Yeah. And we don't want to raise kids that are going to have eating disorders or kids that will have disordered eating because they've been in...
like a strict environment, a strict eating environment.
Yes.
Yes. So there you go. That's our thoughts on breakfast.
So the take-home message, I think, if you are someone who is struggling with your weight, want to lose weight, if you typically don't eat breakfast, you never have, you're not hungry, you don't even want to, maybe just look at your eating pattern. Are you eating late at night? Are you eating a big dinner? Are you finding that the bulk of your eating happens later in the day, and maybe try to shift that a little bit? Aim for trying to include something within an hour or 2 hours after waking up, even if it's just something small, like a little bit of maybe yogurt and fruit, or toast and peanut butter, or cereal milk, you know, a high fiber cereal, or a little bit of oatmeal like Rob makes. that's a big stretch because his is loaded with lots of different things. But if you try to include something in the morning, that will help. We did a whole episode on curbing your cravings, episode 25. And that was another one that showed that people that tend to have cravings in the afternoon, a lot of times they haven't eaten breakfast in the morning.
Yeah.
So it's all related, you know, like we have different rhythms in the day, and starting the day off in a good routine with having something is probably a good idea. So, and aim for something that has some protein, some fiber, and that would be a good way to start the day and get a lot of those essential minerals and vitamins and nutrients and your macros. It all starts off with the first meal of the day.
Absolutely. And don't forget to hydrate. That's all part of it too. So we'll just keep reminding you that, but that's a given. So awesome. Well, thanks for that information and that reminder to eat your breakfast, make it interesting, make it fun. Put a little prep into it and start to try to include that in your daily routine. If you want more information on anything we've been talking about today or yesterday or last week or last year, it's all on our website. We've got tons of information there. That's mywifethedietitian.com. So go check that out. Some of it's a little bit, I mean, it's written. The blogs are written. So you're going to get a little bit more in-depth information compared to what we're talking about on the show. So it's not just the same thing regurgitated in written form. It's a little bit different. And it's worth a read there as well. And if you have questions, don't hesitate to shoot us an email. We're happy to respond and listen to your questions or comments or whatever you've got for us. And we love hearing from people. So our email is mywifetherd@gmail.com. And we're also on Facebook.
Social media, Instagram, YouTube.
All over the place. Yep. So check those out. Feel free to shoot us a message through there too, or a comment or like would be nice. Comments are great. And don't forget to rate and review.
We love the feedback. We love hearing listener questions, and we love getting any kind of comments or input or emails.
Yeah. it just helps us understand if we're on the right track or not. So I really appreciate hearing from you guys. Awesome. All right. We'll stick around for what do we got? Something else coming up later in the week. So I don't know what it is because, like I said before, I never know what's happening, but it'll be something good. And yeah, we'll be back in your ear soon.
Thanks, Rob.
All right. Thanks for joining us today on My Wife, the Dietitian. If you like what you heard, don't be shy. Leave us a comment or review and be sure to share our podcast with your friends. If you'd like to hear more, hit that subscribe button. You can also follow us on our social media pages for updates, episode trailers, and other odds and ends. For more info and links on what we discussed on today's episode, check the show notes. We'll be back next week with another informative and fun-filled episode.